Welcome to the Culture Coordinator Podcast, episode 005. I'm your host and founder of the Culture Coordinator, Kurt Earle. Today, we're going to be talking about coaching Generation Y and why it's always important to teach your why, your what, and your how in everything that you do. We're also going to be talking about the motivational assessment, which I think is the best resource available to my members on the website. Welcome to another solo cast, so to speak. It's just me, Kurt Earle, today, and I want to talk a little bit about coaching Generation Y. And this is another podcast that's been adopted from a brief article that's on the main page of the website at culturecoordinator.com. And I want to really unpack some ideas and thoughts I have about what we are experiencing and interacting with these days as coaches. A lot of people talk about how kids have changed and how much different they are than they were when we played. And I think to an extent that's true, but I also think that some of that is just the way we interact with them. You know, Brian Kite, I recently saw him presenting somewhere to an audience that said something like, you know, these young people didn't give themselves participation awards. And I think that's a good point. And so while I do think the way kids are perceiving things has changed, it's not that the nature of being a teenager or a college kid or a youth athlete in America has changed. It's that the adults have changed. And so just wanted to give some ideas and some things to ponder as we consider what it looks like to coach the current generation of young people in whatever sport it might be. But typically I'm giving examples from football because that's what I do. So, you know, what generation are you from? You know, are you a Gen Xer? Are you an old millennial like me? I'm among the oldest of millennials, depending on how you divide it up. Maybe you've been coaching for a few decades and you're a baby boomer who's still getting after it and out there doing some great things as a coach after many years of experience. You know, we name generations and we try to kind of label people and put them in groups, even though that's kind of dangerous. We do that because it makes it easier to think about things, to organize your thoughts, and to understand each other better. And those names are often unfair and sometimes really prone to stereotypes, but each generation's name reminds us of something unique about them. You know, the Great Generation, Generation X, Baby Boomers, those all tell a story about who we are. And I think right now we've got a unique group of people playing in the youth, junior high, high school, college age groups, and there's lots of ways people would divide this up. Most would put them in some sort of framework that would include the name Generation Z, but I tend to just simply refer to them as Generation Y. And the reason for that is because I feel like, at least this is my perception, maybe I'm just getting older and want people to agree with me more, but I feel like they ask why a lot more than we did back in the day. And not only do they always ask why, but most of them in most situations aren't too inclined to do much of anything, and they're not going to push themselves too hard. They're not going to put themselves in the line for someone else until they really know the answer to the question why. And this characteristic, this tendency to ask why, I think can be two things. It can both be very frustrating and be very commendable. I think it's frustrating to a lot of us because back in the day, when coach said to do something, we just did it. And you might discover why later on, if you were lucky or if you were so fortunate, I guess. But I don't recall too many of us being quite as concerned about why all the time. And I think some of that's just because we didn't have access to as much information as this group of people do, as this generation of athletes do. We couldn't go home and Google the best ways to improve your vertical jump or the most effective offensive or defensive schemes, or, you know, we just didn't have access to that. And so maybe that's why we just took our word or our coach's word and did what he or she asked us to do more often. But so it can be frustrating because it's hard to get them to do much of anything sometimes without explaining why. And that's frustrating to us. or it can be frustrating to us. But at the same time, we ought to step back and say, good for you, young athlete who isn't willing to just do anything someone with a little bit of authority says you should do. That's actually important that they want to discern and have a desire to not just do whatever they're told. And so it's both frustrating on the one hand, but I think that has more to do with how we perceived things differently back in the day, and we need to remember how they're perceiving things. And it's commendable on the other hand, because I do think it is going to serve them well throughout life to understand the why behind things. And yes, they often need some help in understanding how to frame the why question appropriately so it doesn't come off as disrespectful or so it doesn't frustrate the people that are leading them. But it's a good trait overall. And so it's just worth remembering that our teams are full of players who are just waiting to work hard for a coach who will take the time to constantly and clearly articulate the why behind everything the program does. And I think this is an important and different shift in things, because if you were kind of the athlete who was constantly asking why back in the day when I was playing, maybe when you were playing, you were kind of the rebel of the group a little bit. You did that as a way of trying to establish a little bit of power and get into a power struggle with the coach. And I forget this often, but I don't think that that's necessarily the perspective current athletes have. Again, they want to know why because they have so much more access to information and they're being bombarded with so many more ideas than we were and ways of doing things than we were. And so now it's not really an attempt by a young man or a young woman to try to gain power or to get into a power struggle, but it's a genuine desire to know more about why. And so I think there's tons of players who are waiting to be really motivated, committed members of your program that just need to know the why. They want to know the why, and it's just a little bit part of what's hard baked into them as part of being a part of this generation. But it's important to recognize that merely teaching the why isn't enough for this generation of young people. They are also craving another characteristic from their coaches. Generation Y demands that their coaches love them and care about them as people, not merely as players. The classic terms that are out there are it's the difference between a transactional coach and a transformational coach. And I think it's even more than that. And Brett Bartholomew, who's written some really cool stuff about coaching intentionally and some of those kind of things, he would say, you know, it's even more than that. It's relational. It needs to be two ways. It's not just that you're transforming them. It's that they're interacting with you in a relational way. And so that old cliche is ringing more true every minute with this new generation. And the old cliche is they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Everybody can finish that cliche and it's sort of like, ah, whatever. It's kind of this thing that everybody says. But I think more than ever, it's not a cliche. It's something that's said a lot, but it's genuinely true, and it's something that really is true and matters to people. And so I think this has never been more true about high school football players or soccer players or track athletes or whatever athlete it might be. Today's athletes are more relational than ever before. I think I've noticed that even in my, what am I now? This is my 14th year of teaching and coaching in some capacity. Even in that time, I would say in the last 5 years, I've noticed that especially the young men on my teams, actually I take that back, young men and young women on the teams that I've been a part of, they want to know you. They want to know your spouse. They want to know more about your family. They want to know you. They want that relationship. And that's a big part of what they are looking for in their athletic experience. And this isn't news to you. You're experiencing this every day as reality. And you know from experience that inspiring and motivating your players is a completely different ballgame now than it was when you played. And this is true no matter how long you've been coaching, because I think there has been this relatively dramatic shift in the last 5 years or so where they're just so much more connected to the relational side of things. And again, let's keep Brian Kite's warning in mind. It's not that they've changed. It might be more that we've changed, and so they're wanting relational things more and more. And there's a fair amount that could be said about the way technology and some other things have impacted their desire for true relationship and how they're seeking for it in different places. Regardless, these rapid changes can be summarized in two words: relationship and purpose. Study after study has shown that today's young people long for deep relationships and for deep purpose in all that they do, and especially in something that demands as much commitment and sacrifice and unselfishness as a game of football or basketball, a team sport in particular, or the grueling punishment that you go through in some of the individual sports. They're not going to go through those things anymore if they don't have great relationships and purpose, if they don't understand exactly what you're wanting from them. And I think that that was true for us to some extent, but you're seeing this next generation, the Generation Y type of young person, as they get into the professional world, seeking out jobs that have a great opportunity to express their purpose, or that they feel like they're a part of something that has great purpose, and that giving back to the community, being a part of something that's changing, something that they might see as a social problem, those sorts of things are really important. And I think you need to embrace that as a coach, as you think about setting your culture and establishing your culture and drawing in Generation Y into your program. And one of the things that I have been striving to do in my years as a head coach is to really focus on always teaching the why, the what, and the how. The idea being that in all that we do, we teach why we do it, we teach what we are doing, and we teach how we do it. And I think it's very easy to break that down on maybe we're talking about conditioning at the end of practice, or conditioning mixed in throughout practice, or however we might be doing it that day. Why are we doing this? Well, because we need to be in this certain type of shape, and this fits the type of football that we play. What are we doing? Well, here's what we're going to do in order to get the conditioning we need. Maybe it's about the tempo between drills. Maybe it's about the tempo within drills. Maybe it's about a specific set of conditioning that we're going to do. And then how are we going to do that? There's going to be great instruction on that. There's going to be a great breakdown of the techniques we want, and the quickness from that we want to flow from one thing to the next. And it's really important in all that you do that you do the why and the what and the how. In our offense over the years, we've been a spread option, no huddle offense. And the why has always been, we are going to go so fast that we're going to push the other team, we're going to push the defense into their glycolytic energy system, and we're going to make their legs burn like they're running an 800, not like they're running a 100-meter sprint or long jumping or shot putting. We're going to make them burn like they're running the 800, and that's going to be one of our tactical advantages. So that's the why behind our spread option, no huddle offense. The what that we were always instructing them, of course, is the individual play diagrams and the big picture and how we're setting up schemes and putting defenders in situations where it's very hard for them to be successful, for the defenders to be successful. And then the how, that's more of the individual position breakdowns and trying to always go back to, why are we running this system? Why are we running this play? How do we get that done? What does it look like? Asking those things and putting those things in front of them as often as possible. And I think when you're dealing with Generation Y, when your players and your coaches understand the why, the what, and the how, that motivates every aspect of your football program. And everyone will feel free, and it will free your players and coaches from the chains of selfish motivators and unleash their potential as they serve the team with their unique gifts and abilities, because they understand the why, they understand the what, and they know how to go in there and do that, and they are on board and buying in to the what and the why and the how. So players and coaches who don't understand your why or your what or your how will always be motivated by fear and shame and pride. The only way to really spur them on is to threaten them with a stick, classic carrot and stick motivation. Dangle the carrot in front of them, or come hit them behind with a stick. And they're always going to be motivated more by the stick, because they don't really get why what they're doing matters or how it fits into the grand scheme of things. And Generation Y really wants to know that. Once your players and coaches begin to understand your why, your what, and your how, they are free to be motivated by a love for self, love for the game, and a love for teammates, and ultimately a love for the team. To help coaches find out what's really motivating their players and their team as a whole, I've created the Culture Coordinator Motivation Assessment. And the assessment helps a coach discover if the things that they're preaching as core values and as mission statements and vision statements and the ambitions of the team are really what's motivating the team, or if the team and individuals are motivated by other things, by more selfish focus, by pride, shame, fear, things like that. And so what's really handy about it is that you can, just by passing a link onto your players, get a really, really good idea about what is motivating them and what's motivating the team in general. And this is one of the premier, if not the core, value of being a member of the Culture Coordinator community on the website, which is just $5 a month. The assessment breaks everything down into 7 categories of motivation, each one deeper than the last. And so it says, players who are motivated by fear work hard to avoid negative consequences. That's the bottom level, lowest level of motivation. The next level up is shame, and players who are motivated by shame work hard to avoid being embarrassed. And then the next level up is pride, and players who are motivated by pride work hard in order to bring glory to self or the team. Next level up, and now we're starting to transition from fear, shame, and pride to a love of something, which is, love is always the most powerful motivator. That's what we're striving for. We want them to love the program and to really get after it for the sake of the program and not just themselves or just some of their teammates. So the next level up is a love for self, and a player who is motivated by a love for self works hard to achieve their own goals. Players who are motivated by a love for the game work hard because they enjoy doing what it takes to be good at the game. Now you're starting to see how, you know, you love those guys who just like to do the work because they think it's fun to get good at the game, right? Now you're starting to see how we're reaching higher and higher, more intrinsic levels of motivation as we start to talk about love. And we start talking about love for self, love for the game. And the next one is a love for teammates. Players who are motivated by a love for teammates work hard with some teammates to help them achieve their goals. So now we're starting to see some unselfishness. There's certain teammates that they're willing to work with unselfishly to help that teammate achieve their goal. And that's wonderful, but I'm intentionally saying some teammates. You know, it might just be their little clique, their little group, the guys that they're really tight with. And what we're really striving for is the top motivator, and that's a love for the team. Players who are motivated by a love for the team work hard with teammates to achieve their team goals. And I work at a Christian school, and so there's always aspect to the things we're doing, and that's our faith. And so there's this motivation assessment for public schools and then for Christian schools too. So if you're a coach at a Christian school and you're listening to this, we also have another level up, and that is players who are motivated by the love of Christ that Christ has for them. And it's that those players work hard in response to the gospel in an effort to glorify God in all that they do. So there's that aspect of it too that's available to any of you that might be coaching at a Christian school, that's the scenario that you want to present to your players. Regardless, whether you're at a public school or a private school, you can see how this assessment helps players begin to understand what is motivating them. And I think it's really important to help Generation Y understand what is motivating them, because that's their why, right? As they begin to understand their motives and really dig into that, they begin to realize why they're really there. And I've had some guys realize, man, I'm not really on the football team for the sake of being good at football. It's not fear, pride, or shame. I actually have some other goals in life that I'm trying to accomplish through football, and they've realized that maybe this isn't for me. That's tough. I've had that happen once or twice, kind of. This might have been kind of the beginning of that process, and that's not what I'm hoping for with this assessment. But I've also had players, of course, realize, wow, I thought that I was in this for all the right reasons, and I'm seeing how I'm very selfish and very much only worried about avoiding consequences, and I'm excited to now think about doing things because I'm pursuing something rather than doing things just so I don't get in trouble or don't get yelled at or don't get negative peer pressure from my friends. So if you've been on culturecoordinator.com and you've wondered, what's the deal with this $5 per month membership? The core value in the membership is this motivation assessment. I say that it's the core value because I've used it with our team and it's been used other places, and I have gotten incredible feedback, and it's been an incredible tool for us to recognize where our team was in terms of what was motivating them, to recognize what the next best steps are or were in order to get our team to a deeper level of motivation. And there were also those opportunities to have some really good one-on-one conversations and to say to a young man, especially the younger players, man, it just seems like you're more worried about making a mistake. You're acting out of fear or fear of being embarrassed than you are anything else. What can we do to help you feel more secure so you can just go out and do your best instead of just trying to prevent failure? Those sorts of things come up with the motivation assessment. And so it's a big core part of what is given to you in your membership. And I put a lot of time and energy into each motivation assessment. I would estimate it takes me 2 hours or so to really go through all of it and put together the summary and get the individual player breakdown and give you, as a coach somewhere else who's given it to your team, an opportunity to learn and grow from the information and give you ideas that I have for taking the next step forward, or to help you see things in such a way that you have ideas for taking the next step forward. That's what I really love to see, is when coaches begin to have ideas and they take it forward. You'll see it's got some good reviews from coaches who have already used it. It's really, like I said, the core value of the membership. Membership is just $60 a year, and I'm putting a couple hours of work into this, plus the time I've put into developing it. You know, it's worth probably more than that, but you, for your membership, you get this motivation assessment, and you get a lot of other resources throughout the year, tips and tricks on how to be productive, ideas for how to draw people into your definition of success, your ambition statement, your vision for the program. All those sorts of things are also a part of the membership, but I really feel like this motivation assessment is a key part of what makes the membership worth it. You can find it at www.culturecoordinator.com/MA for motivation assessment. I think you're really going to like it when you look into it, and I'd love to answer questions. Just reach out to me and let me know what you want to know. Those are my thoughts on coaching Generation Y. Remember, it's important to always teach your why, your what, and your how in everything that you do. Check out the Culture Coordinator Motivation Assessment, culturecoordinator.com/MA. It's the core value in being a member. I think you're going to love it. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.